shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And we read from John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." In this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Carol. And thank you to everyone who's participated in some kind of leadership this morning and our worship together, from music to lights and cameras and Holy Communion, flowers, and of course everyone's presence this morning. I remember it's Jesus who said in John 10:10 that I have come, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have life in all its abundance. Wow. What a promise. A promise of hope and a hope-filled life. Abundant living. In the words of Psalm 23, my cup overflows. Which means to me that it is more than full. It is beyond full. It is outflowing. Jesus also says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. This human life, as we know, is not always good. It's not always a series of highs and mountaintop experiences. It has its ups and downs. Some more, some less, but this life is limited to this life. This life is not a practice run. This is it. And it is affected by choices, our environment, choices that we make, or choices that other people make. Both good and bad. This life is finite. In the text from today, from John 10, following that text we know as the Good Shepherd passage, we read more about Jesus being the shepherd and the promise of the Good Shepherd, the one who brings and offers eternal life. But a little bit more on that later. Reflecting on this image of Jesus as the great shepherd, I thought, well, what is the environment for good shepherding? What does it make? What does it take to be a good shepherd? What does it take to be a good farmer? And those of you from the land know what it might mean. And those of us, well, other people who think milk only comes from cartons, well, and eggs from cartons, well, we might learn something. But what does it take to be a good sheep farmer? I grew up on a farm, a dairy farm. Our sheep were mainly, we had a small flock of sheep, about six or eight, maybe 10 at any one time. But they were always for meat and feeding the family. And occasionally we'd shear them, whatever, but it was a small flock of sheep. I had no idea their names. I didn't give them any, or maybe it was Woolly or Sheepy or something like that. But what does it take to be a good sheep farmer? The first thing that comes to my mind is knowledge. We need knowledge. We can go to Roseworthy or to Herbray and we can learn about sheep farming, can't we? Can't we? You got any sheep over there? Yeah. You can go to TAFE when you leave Herbray, or you can learn. It can all be head stuff. To be a good shepherd, you need to have knowledge. You also need time. And farmers usually have plenty of time. But to be a good farmer, one also needs good equipment. A good ute or tractor. You need a good shearing shed to shear all those sheep. But one key thing one needs is a good dog. A red kelpie or a blue heeler or something like that. But most of all, to be a good farmer, I think one needs to have a passion. A passion for farming, like most things. A belief in farming. Times of drought or flood or fire can cause things to go wrong. It's not a pretty sight. One then considers seriously one's future, asking, why did I get into farming in the first place? The years of drought are hard. Why am I in the game? Why am I this sheep farmer or cattle farmer? However, if it is in you, if it is part of you, if it's in your blood, like any passion, you push on. You push through the boundaries. You believe in it and you believe in yourself. And you soldier on. Another thing that one needs, and this I think is a vital thing to being a good sheep farmer. To be a good shepherd, one needs sheep. You can't be a sheep farmer without sheep. The Bible tells us that God is the shepherd, that Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep of his pasture. We are the ones who hear the voice of the shepherd, and they belong to the shepherd. One other thing that a farmer does is to provide for the sheep. To provide for the sheep. It is vital for the sheep to be fed and watered. Like we've shared symbolically here this morning around the sacrament of Holy Communion. The farmer needs to provide that which gives life. Life to the full. Life of meaning and purpose. We all know that sheep wander. Well, if you didn't, sheep wander. They get lost. They get through all sorts of things. And fences are erected to keep sheep from getting lost or getting out. But from my memory of living on a farm, it wasn't actually the fences that really kept the sheep in. It was the water source that kept the sheep close by. Be it a dam or a water trough or a tank, or the hay or the grass on the inside of the fence. The food or the water source kept the sheep close in location. It was the source that gave the sheep life. And the better the water supply, the better the hay, the better life of the sheep. Life in its fullness. Life in its abundance. Eternal life. This morning I want to highlight three aspects of belonging to God's flock. The flock that Jesus says he has been given and has care over. The first is a call. The call from the Good Shepherd is an invitation. It is an invitation to come, to be my flock, to be my sheep. In this passage today we hear Jesus saying he calls his sheep and those who hear respond and follow. There are many voices in our world. We only need to watch TV and we've got Clive Palmer, we've got the Liberals, we've got the Labor, we've got the Greens, we've got the Independents, we've got the this, that and the other. And we drive up McGill Road and we've got pictures of people everywhere. And in a week's time, who knows what government we will have? There are many voices. Social media, television, advertising, friends, family. But the voice of the shepherd is the one that speaks, I think, the strongest. It might not be the loudest. It might not be the most attractive. But is one that offers direction and sustenance. The invitation is to be my flock, says Jesus. To listen and to hear. And secondly, we have the gift. And what a gift this is. In the Bible, it's called eternal life. Jesus says, I'll give them eternal life and they will never perish. Eternal life, life in abundance, full life, life living here and now. The better the hay, the better the sheep. The better the water, the better the sheep. Jesus, as the good shepherd, offers more than life, more than living, abundant living, full living. A wow factor life with an exclamation mark. Life not with a comma or a tired semicolon or not life with a question mark and certainly not with a full stop but an exclamation mark of wow life. Motivated by love and justice and peacemaking, wholeness and forgiveness and humble service. The kind of life I think humanity cries for. Potential, unbounded, no walls, no barriers, love. And the final thing I want to reflect on this morning is we've done the call, the gift, and then comes the promise. It's one thing to hear the call and to know the gift, but it's got to be backed up with something. Aren't we facing all these politicians with saying, vote for me, you'll get this, this and this. Da-di-da-di-da, I promise I'll do this. We need to have a promise. And the promise is this of Jesus, who says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life or life eternal and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What the Father has given me is greater than all these, all else. No one can snatch it out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The promise is that we will belong, that we do belong to the flock of the Good Shepherd. The sheep belong to the flock of Jesus. And that Old Testament reading from Psalm, the one that we probably know off by heart, is interesting that it's linked with this Good Shepherd reading today. The great poetic piece of writing that has stood the test of time. It has brought great comfort to many in times of sadness and great joy in times of celebration. When the days are good and when the days are bad, the 23rd Psalm is read. And I can hear it even spoken louder today. So I invite us to listen once again to the context of those three themes, the gift, the promise, and the call. To reflecting on this great passage of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Not dry thistles, but green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, restoring my soul. Leading me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So this morning in this worship time and during the days to come, I invite us to reflect on the great themes of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the nature of Jesus as Good Shepherd. And to hear his call, maybe again, or perhaps for the first time. That we might take on board this gift of wow factor life with an exclamation mark. And walk in the promise that we are the sheep of God's pasture in and through Jesus the Good Shepherd. The call, the gift, the promise is always an invitation. It's never a command. An invitation. And so we who, like the woman who Jesus met at the well in John chapter 4, discover and drink from that life-giving water that wells up within us. The spring gushing. Wow. Life. With an exclamation mark. Life to the brim and even overflowing. Let's reflect on those images this morning as we sing this next song, which is life to the brim, life overflowing, strangely enough. Reflecting about our life, that it is full and it is to be shared. Overflowing cup also